Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, published author, and speaker. Do you remember the last time you had to buy a car? What were you looking for? Did you make a comparison list between all your car choices? And what was the deciding factor that you bought the car you did? And on top of this, how and what does this have to do with healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances? Well, actually, everything. Very, very interesting. And the reason why I chose this topic today is I'm at that crossroad right now. I had a Ford Escape hybrid. I enjoyed the fuel consumption. It was very low. It was really pretty easy. However, I was not really comfortable in that vehicle. And so when my husband started suggesting a different vehicle and something smaller and whatnot, I wanted to know all the specs, dimensions, and everything else. So we started looking at some things, the brands. Well, we are used now with Toyotas and Fords, and I think he might have had a GM once before, I'm not sure. But there are so many others, but you know what? You got to narrow it down. Then we were talking about gasoline, diesel, or electric hybrid. And of course, the last three cars I had, two of them were Priuses, hybrids. The first one was just a hybrid, electric and fuel. And the one that I have now, the 2015, is actually a plug-in electric fuel. And that one even gets the diamond, gets the sticker for the diamond lane, so I can go as a single person in a diamond lane. And man, does that save me time on the road. It is amazing. I drive a lot. You've probably guessed that by now. I drive a lot between Long Beach and Big Bear, because I have a home up there. My daughter is in my home up there. And so when I drive alone and I took the Escape, despite the fact that it was a hybrid, it was not an electric one, so I could not use the diamond lane. It took me 2.5 to 3 hours quite often to get up there. Whereas with the Prius, that's a plug-in hybrid, I could go in the diamond lane. It took me usually around 2 hours. So a half an hour each way makes a whole hour. And when you figure out what all you can accomplish in an hour and to be away from the traffic during that time and not be exposed to crazy drivers, that is pretty dang awesome. So we were looking at, you know, all those things, as well as, do we need a fast track? Is a fast track a waste of money, or does it save time? And we found out whether we're in my husband's truck, two people plus can go in a diamond lane, and he has a fast track and I have one. I just haven't been using it much. But now we found out that not absolutely going up the mountain, because we leave at 5 a.m, so we're through LA before the traffic starts. So we don't really need anything like that. We can just take the regular highway. But coming home on Saturday afternoon or evening, when you get closer to the 91 or to the I-5, it is either standstill or bumper to bumper. And that's where the fast track comes in totally easy. I mean, we save at least a half an hour, if not more, by just cruising along on the fast track lane. So that's part of the car shopping, because you want to make sure you can do those things. Then we've been talking about the size of the vehicle. Hubby always thought that my Ford Escape Hybrid was a big vehicle. I said, no, it's a tiny one. It's a small one. And so when I looked at the length of the vehicle, it was only 175 inches. Now, the Prius that I have, the hybrid, is 176. That's only an inch more. The RAV that he was thinking about, the RAV4, is 181.1 inches long. And the Highlander that he's looking at is 184.6. Now, besides that, we were looking at the shapes. And the RAV4, the hybrid, the 2006 that he's looking for, has that extra wheel, the spare, in the back, which means you have to open the door like you open any doors sideways, which means it takes more space to open the hatch in the back, the door in the back, to put the groceries in or to load it or whatever. And sometimes you don't have those 3-4 feet extra to do that, because when you lift it up, you don't need all that extra space. So I go, wow. So this is actually a deterrent for me, because I don't like having to open it that way and needing extra space, because I'm everywhere I go, I'm cramped for space. So with the Highlander, actually, which is only 3.5 inches longer, it works much easier. It goes up, and it actually even seats 7 instead of just 5 if I want to, or I can put the back seats down and have 5 seats and more loading space. Well, that's not all. So I compare mostly. I went to dimensions for everything to know what's going on and what the weight of the vehicle is, what the shape is, the shape I just told you, with the spare on the back or the spare underneath or inside. It makes a huge difference. The gross weight of the vehicle, the miles per gallon in the city and in the highway, the comfort of it. And I absolutely do need either a 4x4 or an all-wheel drive to go up the mountain, especially in the winter months. Otherwise, I could just keep my Prius for everything, which I love. I keep the Prius for down here. But for up there, I need something more appropriate. So then the next question is the price. Is it appropriate for the vehicle that you want to buy? Do you want a new one, a used one? Does it need repair? If it does need repair, be it a paint job or inside detailing or fixing some stuff, for what? How much is that? You want to take that into consideration when you purchase a car, because you don't want to be dumbfounded by spending like $8,000-$10,000 on a vehicle or more, and then you figure out, oh man, there is so much repair cost involved in this vehicle still, or shipping cost, depending on where you get it from. So that was really, those were all questions that we asked ourselves before we decided actually what we're really looking for. And the question is also, can you fix it? Or do you need to take it to a body shop or to a mechanic? I can tell you, I am so blessed that my husband can work on just about anything. He's used to Fords and he's used to Toyotas. And I did have a 2006 Ford Escape Hybrid that I used driving in the winter months to go up the mountains. But we just sold it and I need another vehicle. I sold it because it rode hard, kind of like on a truck suspension. And I finally figured out why. When you think that the Ford is only 175 inches long, but it weighs 3,000, that's the Escape Hybrid, the 2006, but it weighs 3,792 pounds and seats 5 people. And the Highlander 2006 Hybrid is 184.6 inches, so that's 9.6 inches longer, but it weighs only 3,516 pounds. That's over 2,000 pounds, well, almost 2,000 pounds less, and it can seat up to 7 people. The miles per gallon for the city are less on that one, but for the highway, they're just about the same. And then, of course, it also depends on how you drive. So what I found out is the Escape, with its weight frame, the suspension is different, so it's not as smooth. Whereas the Highlander is on a car frame, and it's supposed to be much smoother to ride. So that's pretty darn cool. I learned so much by comparing these vehicles. Actually, the Highlander is 3.5 inches longer than the RAV4, yet, yeah, it is 200 pounds heavier than the RAV4. But it seats 7 instead of 5. And we're looking at all 4x4s or all-wheel drives, because that's what I need for up there. So I have looked at all those things. I've done all the comparisons. And I am just totally, totally thrilled with what I found out. So since the RAV does not seem to have much more to offer than the Highlander, actually more expensive, and it's a little bit, you know, less oomph to it. I don't know why. So I think we're going to go for a Highlander. And again, we're going for a 2006, which is 12 years old. Who cares? I mean, they have about 150,000 miles on it, and we know that the Toyota hybrids easily make it to 300,000 miles. So I have at least as much to go as there is on it already. Pretty darn awesome. And when you get around 30 miles per gallon, that is pretty good too. So yeah, the RAV says, the city is 21 to 24 miles per gallon, whereas the Highlander is 18 to 33 for the city. Again, it depends on how you drive. And since they're both hybrids with electric also, when I come down the mountain, it's all on electric. I don't use any fuel. I just put it in a low gear and it charges the battery. And then even when I'm on lowland afterwards, on flat land, I can drive on electric a little bit more. That's why I was able to drive twice up and down the mountain with my Prius hybrid 2015 on one tank of fuel, because I drive accordingly. And I am not driving like an escargot. I have a pretty good foot. And I drive a minimum of 70, sometimes 80 miles per hour, depending on where I am. But the most important thing is always safety and, you know, to see what's ahead of you, what's to the side of you, so you don't cause an accident or into one. So, yeah, that is all pretty darn awesome. So, yeah, we definitely, I think we're going to go for the Highlander. And if that one doesn't work out, we might still go for a RAV. But I personally, from what I've seen and studied right now with all my research and with all the findings, I tend to prefer the Highlander over it. It's also easy and smooth to drive. It has a rack on top of the roof, so you can always add something there if you need to. I think it even has a sunroof, which is pretty awesome for when it's hot, so you don't have to have the AC blowing like crazy. So there are so many positives about it. And why did I talk about this? Okay, I said, what does it have to do with healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances? All right, let me shoot straight from the hips. When you buy a brand spanking new car, you feel that everything should work perfectly and there should be no problems. Well, sometimes that's the case, sometimes it's not. However, things do happen. Things do go wrong, and you got to have them fixed. Now, healthy mind, that means you know that you what you wanted. You got what you could afford, what fit into your budget. You got what, you know, you can deal with your insurance on it and say, hey, it's a used car, so you pay less insurance than if it's a brand new car. Yet you can still have full coverage if it's not a salvage title. So you have to make those decisions, but it is mentally rewarding to know that you get the most out of it. What is your physical health? You need to be comfortable in the vehicle. You need to be able to see out. You need to be able to adjust the mirrors, or better yet, when you go into the mountains in the wintertime, heated mirrors are really a plus, because then you won't have any ice or any snow on it because it just melts off. And so you always have clear vision, which is so important, because again, you want to be a safe driver, a healthy driver, and you want to make sure nothing happens. And then the financial part, of course, you want to make sure you have something that you know you don't have to go into cost immediately. You don't have to invest a ton of money for painting, for inside repairs, for engine repairs, for, I mean, whatever there is. You want to make sure you get your bang for your buck. And again, that's where I have an advantage, because my husband knows what he is doing and he knows what he is getting. So he just asks me for what I would drive, because I'm quite a bit shorter than he is, where I can see out of. And I usually tell him, I want an adjustable seat for height and forward and backwards, so I don't have to overstretch my legs and cramp and have to stop every 15 minutes to massage my calf muscles. There are so many things in the vehicles nowadays. You just need to see that you get what you absolutely need. And for me, that is a must, that I can adjust the seat comfortably so I can drive safely and comfortably. And then it releases emotional stress. It releases physical stress, because you're not aching. Therefore, you're not causing any accidents. Releases financial stress. And so I'm telling you, it is so important that you really evaluate everything. Now, how can you find out what you want? Oh, yeah, I was looking also at the Honda Pilot, because my friends are here right now with a Honda Pilot, and they can pull up the back seat and make two seats out of it. So their boys, each one has a seat when they travel at night, so they can sleep there and be quiet and let the parents drive without annoying them with their bickering because they're tired. However, the length of the Pilot is 195 inches. Pilot and the Ford Escape Hybrid that I just had, the length is 20 inches difference. That is huge. That is over a foot. That's almost 2 feet, and that is huge. So when you're not used to doing that, don't go there. Also, the weight is between 4,054 and 4,317 pounds, which means it uses a lot more fuel, because the heavier it is, the more torque it needs to drive, and or the more power it needs. And so you really want to make sure that you have what you need. It gives you what you need, not absolutely what you want, but what you need, so you can actually do the best and feel relaxed at your position, so you know you've done the best that you can do. And so I ruled out the Pilot the minute I knew the weight and the length, because that is not a vehicle for me. Might be for you and for your needs. Your family is probably bigger than mine, because presently it's just my husband and I and our daughter up in the mountains. Well, sometimes I have people in the car with me, but do I really need a vehicle that gets so many or so few miles to the gallon when I can have a vehicle that offers almost the same for twice or three times as many miles per gallon? that goes without saying. I mean, I definitely want the better choice for me, which is I want to get more for the price than I could get with the Pilot. And I think the vehicle looks really nice. But again, looking at the statistics, looking at the dimensions, looking at the weight, looking at the miles per gallon, looking at all of those things, that really helped me quickly to make a decision. And I've made mine. Again, first choice is now the Highlander Hybrid, and the second choice is still the RAV4. The Escape, the Ford Escape Hybrid, definitely was not the comfort that I wanted. It was so noisy and so hard to ride that it really hurt my back. So now I'm looking forward to a new choice, a new vehicle, used vehicle, but it will be perfect by the time I get it, because my husband always test drives everything before he gives it to me to drive, and he makes sure that everything is safe and sound. And he definitely has connections to car mechanics and everything else, if indeed he cannot do it or if he doesn't have the time. So telling you, I count my blessings. I want you to do the same. Make sure you definitely take 3, 4, 5 vehicles that you like and take the time to Google or research the dimensions, the length, the width, the height, the weight, what it is. I mean, I know for a fact that the regular cars, the regular vehicles or SUVs that are not 4x4s or all-wheel drives give better mileage. However, mine are hybrids, the ones that I want, and they usually give better mileage. So evaluate all those things before you make a choice. And it is so easy to find the information. I mean, I spent probably an hour for everything together, for all 5. So I had the facts, and I wrote them out so I can look at it. And I said, wow, there's the difference. This is what I want. This is what I don't want. This is what I'm not going to tolerate. This is what I'm going to tolerate. And of course, you can also research on the web, what does each vehicle have? If you have anything that you see, even research it by the VIN number, because then you have the specs to that particular vehicle, and then you can make a choice whether or not it's for you. So, yeah, I am really thrilled with the research that we've done, the things we've discussed, the way we chose and eliminated. And yeah, tomorrow we're going to bid on that Highlander 2006, and well, hopefully we're going to get it. And the price, if we get it, is going to be right, and it allows us to have a little bit of extra cushion to make some changes if we need to. So again, take everything into consideration. Make sure it is what you need, not absolutely what you want. Unless you have a lot of discretionary money and you don't care, then of course, do as you please, you know, don't care. Don't listen to my speech here. But if you do care and you want the best and the most bang for your buck, then definitely follow the suggestions I just made. And definitely think about, do you need a Diamond Lane sticker? Can you get one? It needs to be a hybrid. Quite often it needs to be a plug-in hybrid that you get it, unless you're 2 or 3 people. So, and use the Fast Track only when it really saves you money and time. A lot of time. Quite often they charge you already $5 a month for just having a Fast Track. So by us going up the mountain every week to work up there and have some, you know, and enjoy the weather and the clean air, the $5 that it costs us to go on the 91 Fast Track is worth it, because it saves us so much time. So anyway, choose the size, the weight, the miles per gallon, the comfort. Decide whether or not you need a 4x4 and or all-wheel drive, or if a front-wheel drive is good enough for what you do. Choose the price and decide what's appropriate for you. Decide whether or not you can fix what needs to be done, or if you need to take it to a shop, body shop or mechanic, and make sure you have the cushion aside. You don't want to make payments for too long. We never get anything unless we can pay cash. So we save up before, or we sell something before, so we do have the cash that we need. That's about it. So I have shared a lot of information with you guys, and I have related it to your mental, physical, and financial health. And if you need help with that, you can always go to denisethompson.ichooseoptimalhealth.com. And unfortunately, I could not put that into a hyperlink, but it is denisethompson.ichooseoptimalhealth.com. And you can sign up there, and I can help you with getting your health, physical, mental, and financial in order, because that is my passion. And that's another reason why I don't want to waste money. I want to invest in what I need, and not absolutely what I want. So having said all this, I'm going to wish all of you a very happy, healthy week. Say, stay empowered, and I'll talk to you next week again. Take care, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you, be it via the web, be it via email, text or voicemail. I do not answer the phone because I have too many phone calls. So just leave a specific voicemail or text at 562-335-4956 so I can return your call or your text or your message within 24 to 48 hours. All right. Take care. Have a fabulous rest of the week. Until next week.